Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, global community. It's Carol Otis, your host for this segment of WFYT Radio. I'd first like to say good morning, good afternoon, and perhaps good evening, depending upon where you are in the world. And thank you so much for tuning in with us here at WFYT Blog Talk Radio. 33 million listeners worldwide and growing. Listeners, please pardon the harshness in my voice. I've been battling with the blistering cold of the East Coast. We're broadcasting live today from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the home of politics, power plays, and where whatever is whatever. Most recently, we've become known as the bailout capital. Here at WFYT Radio, we like to read up to keep our listeners up on the latest in business trends, the health and wellness industry, as well as an assorted array of topics here and abroad. So listeners, sit back, relax, and take in what our special guest is sharing with us on this segment. We have in the studio with us today a young, intelligent, insightful doctor, all the way from the beautiful city of Beverly Hills in the sunny state of California. Dr. Casper, are you on the line? Listeners, bear with me one moment. We're experiencing some technical difficulties. Let me see if I can get Dr. Casper on the line with us. I'm quite sure you're going to enjoy what he has to share with us on this day. Dr. Matt, have you joined us? Again, this is Carol Otis, your host for this segment of WFYT Blog Talk Radio. We have scheduled to sit down and chat with us this afternoon, Dr. Matt Casper from Beverly Hills, California. He's going to speak with us about his series called Emotes that deals with children and their emotions, and how to handle some of the things that children, only children, experience. Bear with me one moment. We're going to see if we can get Dr. Matt Casper on the line with us. Thank you so much for your patience.
Matt, are you there?
Hello, Matt. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me, Matt?
I sure can.
Okay. The technical difficulties has passed, and I'd like to first say thank you for giving up some of your busy time to sit and chat with us today. It's such a pleasure to have you with us. And, Matt, would you share with myself and the listening audience some things about yourself, Matt the Man?
Absolutely, sure. Well, I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. So I am in private practice in Los Angeles, California, where I work with people of all ages to help them understand and express their emotions in a healthy way. So I'm also an actor and have appeared in a lot of national television commercials and TV shows, things like that. And most recently, I've authored a series of books for kids.
Okay.
And so the series is called The Emotes. The Emotes are a series aimed at kids, and really kids of all ages, to help them identify their emotions.
Matt, can you share with us, was there something particular in your life that led you to this field or to this calling?
That's a great question. I think it's been something that's been forming for many years, starting in college. I went to Duke University and studied psychology and film as well as comparative religion. And really found an interest in the human experience and everyone's attempt to live an authentic and happy life. And so I sort of combined all of my creative parts of me and that part of me that wanted to understand the human condition, and also the part that wanted to help other people, to really be confident in themselves and be able to be their true selves and to feel all that they need to feel.
Hey, that's a great feel, and it's always pleasure in helping others. Matt, can you tell me, is there a major difference between psychology and psychiatry?
Well, the difference between psychology and psychiatry is psychiatry involves a medical degree, and they are also involved with prescribing medication. Whereas I myself, as a psychotherapist, I guess you could call me a counselor. So I sit with couples and groups and individuals, and we talk, and we, you know, go on this journey of exploration to really find one's authentic self.
Now, with the psychology side of the house, is the medical degree a requirement as well?
No, the medical degree is not a requirement, although there is an extensive licensure process that I went through in the state of California, involving 3,000 hours of experience and board exams and a great deal of supervision.
So you still had to put in the work?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Even though the degree was not required, you still put the work in.
Right. It's a master's degree. Before an internship, yeah.
Now, Matt, I was at your website, and I noticed that your practice offers several areas of specialties, including creativity blocks, depression, anxiety, the entertainment industry, just to name a few. So you must have a broad spectrum of clientele there.
I do, and I find that it keeps my practice interesting, and Los Angeles is such a diverse city that I think it's important to be able to help and touch as many people as I can. So, yeah. And I have worked with children in the past, and that is what has inspired me really to put the effort into the Emotes series as well to help some of these children to begin to feel more confident about themselves. Because when I see adults in my practice, I can see the child inside, and I can see that there is a similarity. It doesn't matter what age you are. Mm-hmm. There is a difficulty with expressing feeling and feeling confident in that, and so that's what the Emotes are aimed at doing.
Okay, Matt, would you explain to our listening audience about your concepts of therapy and why you value them so much?
My concepts of therapy?
Mm-hmm. You have three concepts of therapy that you like to use.
Uh-huh. Well, I think that in terms of concept, I think it can be boiled down into really one general idea, and that is of authenticity, mm-hmm. and mindfulness,
yeah.
and self-awareness. Yeah. And I think those are key elements in the work.
Okay. Now, once you find that you incorporate those concepts into an individual patient, and that patient starts to realize your concepts and to begin to use them in their daily lives, do you see significant changes? And let's say, for instance, you had adolescent, I want to say 13, 14, 15, that's the age they generally go through a lot of things in life. And when they start to understand and open up to your concepts, and they start incorporated in their daily lives, do you see dramatic changes in those adolescents?
I do see dramatic change, and I think often what it takes is someone just being there, just mm-hmm. being there to listen to them, being there to acknowledge that they are, you know, to give them permission to mm-hmm. be who they are and to feel what they feel. And it sounds simple, but the transformation is huge, and I think it allows adolescents and people of all ages to really strengthen their emotional muscles and to increase their emotional vocabulary, and that's really something that I strive to do, to help people of all ages to do that.
Now, Matt, for instance, in a non-therapeutic setting, just say you and I bump paths lunchtime. We were out on Rodeo and happened to be at the same cafe and engaged in a conversation. Do you think just by sitting across from me, we are looking at one another, conversating, do you think that you could pick up on some things about me individually, my mental state?
Well, that is an interesting question. I think that everyone has the capacity, no matter of their training or experience, to open up that empathic side of themselves and to be able to feel and understand the experience of someone else. I wouldn't pretend that I would analyze you. It's not about that. I think it's more about experiencing who you are and being open and empathic to your own individual experience.
Okay. And at this time, listeners, I'd like again to thank you for staying tuned in with us here at WFYT Blog Talk Radio, where we're 33 million listeners and growing worldwide. Matt, I'm quite sure with the many listeners that we reach and those that reach out to us, I'm certain that someone is in need of your services. And they're probably close in your area. And with that being said, would you please share with our listening audience the name of your practice, your location, web address if you have one, and contact number?
Yes, I'm in Los Angeles, California, and my web address is www.mattcasper.com, mattcasper.com, and I can be reached. My office number is 323-252-8956. Also, if you're interested, and I would like to speak a bit more about this in terms of the project I'm involved with currently, which is the emotes.
Okay.
If you visit www.emotes.com, emotes.com, there's a website there that has many resources for kids and for parents. We have videos and comics and on that website you can also look at our books and toys as well. So it's a whole line that's aimed towards helping kids of all ages to express their emotions. It's a really exciting new project, I think.
Okay. And listeners, there you have it. Matt has shared his contact information with us. And for those of you that may be in his area or plan on visiting in his area and you feel you may need the services that Matt provides, please do not hesitate to contact his office or log on to his website. And Matt, the question of emotes was my next set of questions.
Okay.
I was going to point out that you are also an author, one that has published a series of children books. Please share with us what geared you to do this series for children?
Well, I was lucky enough to meet a woman named Helen Lau, who is a resident of Los Angeles and is the creator of these characters.
Mm-hmm.
Each character represents a different feeling. And she, when she developed this idea, she was wanting to find some way to help with her own children, to help them express their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And she found that there was a lack of this sort of product. So she began the development of this, and I was lucky enough to meet her here in L.A., and she brought me on board as one of the authors, as well as an emotional and psychological consultant. So along with another gentleman in Los Angeles named Ted Dorsey, who is an educator in Los Angeles, we created these books, and really, really passionate about it in the sense that each book allows us to tackle a different topic that kids struggle with every day, and parents as well. We have a book on cyberbullying. We have a book on temper tantrums and healthy habits and being afraid. And each book revolves around one particular character.
Mm-hmm.
They're fun. They're fun characters. They're kind of anime style, so it's illustrated in sort of a comic book sort of way. But the difference is there's a message. And each book at the back, we have listed some tips for parents and kids to discuss together to really better understand each particular emotion.
Okay. Matt, has this series thus far been a success for you?
It has. It's been a wonderful experience. We just recently launched this series this past summer, so it's been a whirlwind experience. We just got back from the Miami Book Fair, and we were in New York at the New York Librarians Convention. I spoke at a panel at the Public Librarians Association in the spring. And this coming year, we have a full schedule already. We're going to be at New York Comic Con and San Diego Comic Con. So we're really having fun getting the word out there, and people really seem to respond to it.
That's great, and I wish you much success. And sounds like that is something, that series that you all have put together, that children truly need, especially in the times that we live in, Matt, because our
mm-hmm.
children are exposed to so much.
It can be a confusing, confusing world, and the emotes are here to help, to make some help kids make some sense of it. You know, even with one of our books called A Bash in the Cyberbully, tackles, really that topic of so much information is being sent out to our kids, and they're oftentimes stuck in front of the internet without any parental supervision. Mm-hmm. And bullying and cyberbullying is becoming an increasing problem.
Yes,
so we want to help kids realize that you never need to be alone with your feelings. It's so important to talk to your parents or to your caregivers, to those that you trust, about what you're going through. And that bullying is often not your fault. In fact, it is never your fault. Bullying is often the result of some child that is themselves feeling bullied, is
mm-hmm.
feeling alone, is feeling angry.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, they take it out on other kids. So we need to really stop this cycle.
Yeah, that's definitely unfortunate. Now, mm-hmm. Matt, if a parent notices a change in a child's behavior, I'm talking about like a drastic change in their child's behavior, is there mm-hmm. always a need to seek therapy?
I think there's always a need to talk to your child.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's always a need to listen to your child. I think there's always a need to have empathy and understanding of your child. I think therapy can be a great service, but I think right at the basics, the basis of it is understanding by someone that cares for the child. And that can do wonders, and that can create such growth in a child.
Now, Matt, you know we live in this microwave society, and
mm-hmm.
with children that are fortunate to have both parents in the house,
mm-hmm.
and if both parents have to work, you know how hectic that can be with the
mm-hmm.
scheduling and the children involved in whatever extracurricular activity that they may be, and the parents are focused on their careers and on that grind to make sure that their family can live, eat, and sleep at night. Do you truly believe that many adults truly understand children?
Well, I think sometimes adults don't understand themselves, and that is that also is a cycle that needs to be broken. And I think it's hard for a parent to truly understand a child if they have not taken the moments to really sit with and understand their own selves. And I think, so therefore, you know, as the emotes are here to teach not only kids, but parents as well, that they each have all of these different feelings. They're continuously changing, and it's important to be aware of them. If parents aren't able to handle their own feelings, then it's going to be extremely difficult for them to be able to understand and have empathy for their children's feelings. It takes a little work, you know, but it's the greatest gift that you can give to yourself and therefore to your children, is to fully embrace and understand yourself for all that you are, for all the parts of yourself, without the shame, without the self-judgment that so often comes with self-reflection, that
mm-hmm.
it's an embracing. We're complicated beings,
mm-hmm.
and it's okay to be mad sometimes. It's okay to be frustrated, to be sad, that there's no reason to hide those feelings, that it's important to express them. And that again, is really what we're hoping to do with the emotes.
I wish you much success because I truly love children. I love the babies.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, with your practice, from a percentage standpoint, is it 50-50 adults and adolescents, or do you see more adults than you do children?
At this point in my practice, I do see mostly adults.
Okay.
But I've had quite a bit of experience with children, with teenagers. I was involved with a wonderful project called Teen Line, which is based here in Los Angeles, which is at teenlineonline.org. It's a wonderful resource for teenagers that are in crisis. I've also worked with children that fall somewhere on the autism spectrum.
Okay.
So I've had a pretty diverse experience with all sorts of populations.
Now, with the experience that you've had thus far working with adolescents, are they easier in opening up about their feelings with you?
That's a big question. I think it depends on the individual, and I would never want to generalize, because I think every time someone, no matter what their age, comes into my office, I see them as a unique individual and approach them as such. So I wouldn't want to generalize. I think that there are many adults that are arrested in terms of their emotional development, and there are some adolescents that are actually advanced in their emotional development.
So okay.
It depends on
the individual.
Yeah, it's the
individual thing. I understand that, Matt.
Yeah.
Before we call this segment a wrap, and again, I'd like to apologize to you and our listening audience. We were experiencing some technical difficulties. Would you please share your contact information with us all once again?
Yeah, I think most importantly, what I'd love to give is the Emotes website, which is www.emotes.com, EMOTES.com. And that, on that website, you can find contact for me, but also you can find how to order the books and the toys and their games and comics, and really allow parents and kids to begin to open up a dialogue about their feelings.
And it sounds like a great Christmas gift for children also.
Well, and that's the thing, because they're fun.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to be preachy. We want to have fun because we want to speak the language of the kids, and we want the kids to engage with it. So, yeah, I think it is a good Christmas
mm-hmm.
gift.
And again, thank you so much, Matt. It has been an honor to have your time to chat with us. And I truly hope that you would come back and sit and chat with us again in the near future.
Well, it was my pleasure. Thanks for talking with me.
Okay, thank you again, and happy holidays. And listeners, once again, I'd like to thank you for staying tuned with us here at WFYT Blog Talk Radio, where we're 33 million listeners and growing worldwide. This has been your host, Carol Otis, and remember, until the next time we're together, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. Smile. And enjoy this day. Matt, much success and continued blessings to you, your practice, and your new series.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Speak with you again soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Matt.
Bye-bye.